Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
You know, when God orchestrates encounters like this, and it becomes obvious to Satan that he has lost grip over the destinies and the souls of men, his last resolve is to begin to buffet the posture of our hearts, so that your body can be in the place of deliverance, but the posture of your heart will disqualify you from receiving from the Great One. Your body can be here, and you will live here with that same body, but your heart did not give you the right alignment. This is why we are intelligent. We know where we are this evening. We will need to clear the airways, anything that has capacity to resist the visitation of God. You will need to check inward. Check. You will need to check deep. In fact, the Bible says, if you are bringing an offering before God and you remember that there is an offense you have against your fellow brother, he says, don't approach God like that yet. Keep that offering aside. Go and make peace with your brother before you come. And tonight, we didn't come with an offering. We came to receive from his great bounties. So everybody must clear the airways, everything that can corrupt, everything that can resist the move of God. You will take 1 minute. It's a personal prayer. This one is for you. Whatever has capacity to cheat me, to deny me of your visitation, oh God, take it away as I pray tonight. Search my heart like David. You will cry this night. Search my heart. See if there be any wicked way in me. Then lead me in the way everlasting. I encounter Yahweh on this journey of battle. I encounter Yahweh on this journey of battle. Can you isolate an encounter? Hey! Can you isolate an encounter? Hallelujah. Amen. Before I bring a very refined, very erudite grace of God up to the podium to be a blessing to us, I want to share a few thoughts with us. The theme of this conference was coined from Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31. And that was what the servant of God was making reference to at the course of his teaching yesterday. The Bible says, "But them that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They will mount up with wings." The Amplified says, they will lift up their wings. They will lift it up. It is interesting to note that nobody will arrive time in their most superior function. Every life form will have to actually have some measure of metamorphosis, some change. That change will afford you the capacity to grow into your true potential. A chicken was once an egg. And as useful as an egg can be, there are many uses for an egg. It had to go beyond an egg to find a superior purpose. And it takes fellowship, it takes intimacy, it takes warmth, it takes heat to go from egg into a thing. There are many cadres of possibilities, but it is dependent on the versions of you. Many versions of you contained inside time, but you will need to engage the laws that makes for transformation, so that you step from one cadre into another. There are people that will attend this conference and move out the same way, but some people will capitalize on the visitation of God for the moment and they will change levels. In Job chapter 8 verse 7, the Bible says, "Though
though thy beginning was small, but thy latter end shall be greatly increased. How comes you remain small forever? What happened? There are, listen, just give me your attention. We would pray now. Give me your attention. The resource of the kingdom will be deployed to give you the opportunity to enter time. Once you enter time, the responsibility to grow is your own. No spirit will study the word for you. No spirit will pray for you. No spirit will build capacity for you. It's the same way. All the helpless season, all the season where somebody will take all of those responsibilities, is as long as you remain a fetus in the womb. The moment they give birth to you, you will need to open your mouth and eat if you want to grow. You will need to engage these things by yourself to get growth. Now, we are not speaking about spiritual growth alone, because we use physical growth in this analogy. Everybody here is responsible for what they evolve into. It is not luck. It is not charm. Everybody, you know, we can tell time, and time can tell you too. We can look at you and know how you have used time so far, because your life is a report card. If you stayed long enough with the word, time can prove that you have labored this long with the word. Tonight, I'm trusting God for just a handful of people who would be desperate enough to say, Lord, I've tarried on this mountain for too long. There must be a new, there is a new place. There is a version of me I have not entered. Some of you, the things you have been looking for, the things you are running from pillar to post for, they are only supposed to be attracted to a version of you. There is a version that it comes to. Your labor now is to strive, press until you enter that version. This is what the mount up instruction is about. How long? How long? The report card is everywhere. The needs is everywhere. The finger of affliction is everywhere. Handwriting of the devil everywhere. The version of you that can resist the inferno of wickedness in your family, you have not grown into it yet. And you are waiting for a prophet to show up one day so that he may speak. And you are there. You are the one who was supposed to change that narrative. It is on mountains like this that transfiguration happens, because people will realize that I am the one to make this thing work. You will engage these things yourself, and suddenly what you are running away from can run from you too. Can we cry for just 2 minutes wherever you are? I will not leave this place like I came. I will not go back like this. I refuse to return like this. Something must shift. Something must change. Something must change. While we wait on the Lord, our strength must be renewed. Our natures must be altered. Where is my wing? Where is my wings, oh God? Your wing is your supernatural element. I refuse to be normal. I refuse to remain natural all my life. My wings, oh God, my wings. If you are crying, it's a good time. It's a good time. It's a good time to make requests. The labor of spirits, they have helped you into time. Now is your responsibility. You now build up yourself in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. For we all with unveiled faces, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Son, we are transformed into the same image from glory to glory. Is your responsibility. For in a great house, there are many vessels. In a great house, there are many vessels. There are vessels of gold, vessels of silver, vessels of wood, vessels of clay. If a man can purge himself,
If you can, before the servant of God comes, there are many things enshrouded, many things hidden, many details undisclosed in the first Adam. Many things were revealed in summary, many hidden details that were not unveiled. And many of these details were revealed in the last Adam. Because the Adam project was perfected in the last Adam. Part of the details was about the source, the origin of Adam. The same way we speak about Jesus being the Word of God that became flesh. It was not only Jesus. If it is as regarding the project man, every man is once the Word of God that will become flesh. The Bible says, forever, O God, thy word is settled in heaven. Everything God speaks concerning your destiny, everything God says concerning you is settled. The problem is, it is only settled in heaven. And you are not in heaven, you are on earth. It is your responsibility to pipe heaven into earth. Sometimes you will be an opposite of what is in heaven concerning you. And if you don't know who you are, by peeping into the heavens, you will accept things that are not consistent with the narrative for your destiny. And so he says, your word is settled. The challenge is, it is only settled in heaven. You are on earth. Anything that will settle here will require warfare. From the days of John, this kingdom suffered violence. Only violent men lay hold on their inheritance by force. Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5, it says, before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you, I sanctified you, I ordained you to be a prophet unto the nations. God knew you before time began. There is a version of you that sickness was not a possibility in. There is a version of you that penury, lack, causes, stagnation, and all of these things that bedevils us was not part of. And so if you want to correct it, you must make reference to that thing that God made reference to us regarding your true identity in the heavens. We're going to pray for 1 minute again. It's too important that we do these things.
I don't know whether you are comfortable with the state of things. I don't know whether you have embraced the conditions that you have found yourself. But it is a good time to begin to alter. Over my life, thy kingdom come and thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. I know that in heaven there is no provision for me to ever go through this kind of resistance. I know in heaven, stagnation is not my story. Let it be done for me on earth as it is in heaven.
You've been blessed by this sermon. For enquiries, please call +233 26 767 6055, +233 26 767 6055, or send an email to info@godswordforus.com, info@godswordforus.com.